sends for your entertainment and approval his rascals in their latest hour gang comedy entitled School Out. Direction by Robert McGowan, photography by Art Lloyd, edited by Richard Currier, recording by Elmer Regis, and dialogue by H.M. Walker. We thank you.
My handsome brother, the big traveling man.
Quit your kidding, sis. My sister, the school teacher.
Miss Crabtree.
Well, just another woman driver. Say, sis, I have to go over here and see a couple of customers. And I'll come up to the school afterwards and see you.
How can we go fishing if we gotta go to school all summer?
Hey, don't forget that watermelon patch. Them watermelons ain't gonna wait.
You said it, bud. I can taste them watermelons in my mouth right now.
Well, maybe it wasn't such a hard idea after all.
Say, what was the idea of this idea anyhow?
Well, you see, I was afraid we were going to lose Miss Crabtree during our vacation.
Oh.
You know, she might get married. Women do that every once in a while. My ma did.
My mammy married three times in a row. It's a habit with her.
She might get a chicken bone in her throat or something.
Be much worse if she kicked the bucket and curled up her toes and died.
Chubby, you sit on a cactus? Nah, my old man whipped me with his razor strap.
Hello, Jackie.
Hello. Morning, Miss Crabtree.
Morning, Mary. Why, Chubby? I thought it was your turn to sit beside me today.
I don't feel like sitting down. I'll ride on the running board if you don't mind.
Oh, did your daddy tan you again?
I'll say he did. Broadly.
All right, climb on. Everybody here?
Well, Miss McGillicuddy did, and we lost her.
We hope you don't get married until you're 80 years old.
My goodness. I want to get married sometime.
Believe me, married life is sure tough. My granddad died. Andrew was married only 75 years, Miss Crabtree.
My mom
real trouble was until she married Pa. We don't see much of our Pappy. He's mostly in jail.
I heard my Pa say my mom made him marry her.
Promise me you'll never get married, Miss Crabtree.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. I wouldn't do that. I want to get married sometime.
Oh, gee, give us a break. Will you wait till I grow up?
Why, Jackie, do you want to marry me?
Maybe when I get big and grow whiskers.
Why, you sweet darling.
Shame, shame, shame.
Shut up! Are you going to grow whiskers, Jackie?
Sure, I'm going to have a fine bunch of brannikins. Believe me, I'm never going to get mad. And I'm going to bring all my children up the same way.
Hey, Bo, does our shoes answer the question?
Sure, I got them out of a book.
Well, give me one.
What's your name?
My name's Mary Ann.
Mary Ann? Well, tell me, Mary Ann. Is your teacher, Miss Crabtree, around?
No, she went to city for lunch.
Oh.
Hey, Bud, I wonder who that guy is.
Well, how do you like your teacher?
We think she's swell.
Say, can't you smile or do something? Come on, come on. Hey, you're a vicious little thing, you are.
I bet he's gonna marry Miss Crabtree. Come on, let's go see who he is.
Hello, boys. What's on your mind?
Hey, mister. You weren't thinking about marrying Miss Crabtree, was you?
Married?
Yeah.
What put that in your head?
You know a lot of secrets about that woman.
Secrets? About what woman?
Miss Crabtree.
Oh, yeah? What kind of secrets?
Well, see that pretty skin she's got?
Uh-huh.
That ain't real. It's powder.
Oh.
That woman sure knows how to choke up.
Well, this is surprising. Tell me some more.
She puts red stuff in her lips. It comes in sticks like shaving soap. And she has two sets of false teeth and one wooden leg. And is she cranky? Boy, she sure has got a mean temperature. Yeah, and she's got seven husbands. Yeah, and 21 kids. Hey, mister, what's your name?
Well, you tell her Jack. She'll understand.
That guy's gonna marry her. That's just the way we lost Miss McGillicuddy. We gotta get rid of him. Yeah, but how? I don't know. Let's follow him, see where he goes. Look, he's going in swimming. I got it. Let's go get his clothes and he can't come back. All right.
Children, we shall begin with an oral lesson in history. Everyone ready? Chubby Cheney. Who was Nathan Hale?
Nathan Hale was an American patriot.
That's right. In what manner did he give his life for his country?
He was hung.
No, he was hanged.
Oh, hanged.
Farina. What were his last words before they hanged him?
He said, Brother, there's certainly going to be a lesson to me.
Donald Haynes. Where is Washington?
First in war. First in peace, and third in the American League.
Douglas Greer. What was Abraham Lincoln's mother's name?
Mrs. Lincoln.
Thank you. trying to be funny. Buddy O'Donnell. On Paul Revere's night ride, what did he say as he stopped his horse in front of the Colonial Homes?
He said, "Whoa!"
Somebody's in for a real trouncing. Bobby Mallon. What was Nero doing while Rome burned?
Well, I don't know, but I think he should have been hauling water to the fire.
Jackie Cooper. Who was the hunchback of Notre Dame?
Lon Chaney.
What is this? Mary Ann Jackson. What famous words did Washington utter as he crossed the Delaware?
Boop, boop, ba-doop. Boop, boop, ba-doop.
I'm going to punish the next child severely that gives me a foolish answer. Farina. What was Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address?
1644 South Main Street.
Oh! Who gave you those answers?
Rosa!
Robert, where did you get those answers?
Out of this book.
Did anyone see a nice-looking gentleman who was asking for me? I was expecting him this noon. He's my brother. Tell him.
And then we said you were married.
Yes, yes. Go on.
Chubby said you had a mean temperature and switched him.
And then?
And then we said you had cold feet.
What else did you say?
And then we said you had a wooden leg.
Why did you boys tell all those stories about me?
We ain't afraid he's gonna marry you.
Oh. Oh. How could you children do that to